Any other questions?
Yeah, I kind of have a question, but we spoke about in Matthew chapter 5 the two examples or how the Christian should be as salt and light. And of course we know that the scripture doesn't repeat itself for no reason or give such a similar sounding analogy in back-to-back verses there. So what is the distinction between us being salt or the significance of us being salt versus us being light? Why are those two pictures given back-to-back like that? And what is this distinction between salt and light?
Salt seasons, light shines. So, as salt, it's a manner of flavoring, it's a manner of our character, it's a manner of our everyday life, flavoring the situation that we're in, seasoning the situation. And so people can, you know, by this all men will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. Mm-hmm. That's the salt. That's the flavoring. Reaching out to those in need and so forth and so on. And then the idea of the light is to bear the characteristic of Christ as he was here in this scene. So are we. And so we're bearing his characteristic. Well, one is the season is our flavor. It's our character being seen. The other one is our actions. I would say the light shines and the light is active. It's shining. It's penetrating. And so that might be a starting place for us to think about the two differences.
How would you like salt as a preservative? Can we put that in there too? Right? Because I think the King James says if salt loses its saltiness, its effectiveness as salt. And I'm thinking also that salt prevents corruption from spreading. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of linking that with the verse in 2 Thessalonians that it says that while the church is in the world, he who hinders will hinder until he is taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit will hinder the spread of corruption until he, the Holy Spirit, indwelling the church, is taken away, as we understand it, at the time of the rapture. And then corruption will become even worse. And so salt loses its saltiness. It does not, it should be hindering corruption. God was ready to destroy the world in the days of Noah, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and God said, man's days are going to be 120 years. I'm going to give him 120 years, and I'm going to let Noah preach and be salt and try to stop the spread of corruption, if we could put it in that context. And then light is to attract, as it says in verse 14, 15, 16, so that they may glorify God when they see your good works. It's gonna drive away the darkness, but it's also gonna attract those who see the light. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. It's a testimony, and we desire that not only should corruption be stayed, be hindered, but also that there should be an attraction.
Light exposes, yeah. Anyone else?
Well, if there are other individual questions that you don't want to ask in the group, we'll be here for a few more minutes anyway, so feel free to come up, but otherwise, God be with us each one.